Hello and welcome back to the TTP, to Tani Talks Parsha. This year where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We are here in Parshat Shoftim, here in Sefer Devarim, coming to the last couple of weeks of the Sefer. We know we're in the last 36 or so days of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. And we think about the name of the Parsha, we think about the word of the Parsha. Oftentimes I like to key in and focus in on the phrase or the word that is the Parsha itself. And I want to think about the idea, I want us to think about the idea of Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha b'chol she'arecha. In all your gates, in all your ways, and everywhere you're going, you need to make for yourself officers and judges and enforcers of the law in your life. And everywhere you go, it's important for you to put it in all your gates that Hashem will give you, as Moshe Rabbeinu talks about, for all your tribes, and they should really judge the people, and they should have righteous judgment. They should be all around there, and they should be involved in your life wherever you go. But it's not just the idea that we should have the law enforcement, we should have law and order, we should have the cops, and we should have the DA and the assistant DA, and we should have all the people that are enforcing the law for us in our lives, but we should think about how we ourselves can be shoftim. We ourselves can be shotrim. How can we be an officer of the law? And I'm not talking about the law of the land, even though we know when living in America or living wherever we're living, it's Dina de Malchusa. Dina, we have to follow the rules of the land. We have to follow the elements of the land, of course, but the rules of the laws of our life, being a shofet of our law, that is the law, the highest law, that is the Torah law, that comes from Hashem, that is given to us by Hashem. How can we be an officer of the Torah law from the Torah? If we're at work and we see something that is unjust, we see something that is not right, how do we stand up for it? How do we stand up for the rights? We know that the Torah tells us, you shall not oppress the laborer. And we see someone that's worked 20 hours a day and only makes $5 an hour. That's not right. Secular society has caught on in recent decades and recent centuries about this. But of course, from early times, the Torah, Hashem knew this and told us to this. There has to be proper laws. There has to be proper elements. We need to stand up for that worker. It is not right. It is not proper to do this, to have this in our lives. We see that this person is not taken care of. This person in our town has fallen off the bandwagon of the regular society because somehow, some way, he didn't find his shidduch, he didn't find his zivug, he didn't find his besher, he's alone, he's fallen off of the communal status. The Torah tells us, stand up, be an officer of the law. Be an officer of Torah law to stand up for that person. Be a shofet in your life. Be a shoter in your life. Be that officer of the Torah law. Be that person. That person that stands for justice and righteousness and truth and peace in our ways, in the Torah law, in the Torah way. Be that man. Pirkei Avos teaches us. Ubimakom she'ein anashim hishtada lihiyos ish. In a place where there are no men, in a place where there are no officers, in a place where there are no judges, you need to be that officer of the law, officer of the Torah law. You need to be that person to stand up and take the action into your own hands. Be that person. Oftentimes I talk about this Mishnah, especially on the TTPA, on Tani Talks Pirkei Avos. Every year we go through it with a different commentary, God willing, coming back in a few weeks. Bli Neder. Every year I talk about it, and usually we talk about the aspect of putting that initiative, putting that idea or creativity or invention into place that isn't there yet. But it goes beyond that. It's also being that person, being that shofet, being that officer of the Torah law. Be that officer in your life when there is no officer around in life. You need to be that person. You need to be that shofet. Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha. You need to place for yourself, b'shvilcha. because of yourself, for yourself, in your life, in your ways, you need to stand up and be that officer. Be that person. Be the one that could stand up and help those around you. You see, something that is not right, society, government, putting into a law, kicking out workers, kicking out people, employees, it's not right. Forcing people to do things that are against their will religiously, against their will medically. I don't stand for this. I don't agree with this. I will take a stand. I don't know what will happen with my job. I don't know what will happen, but it's not right. Ethically, it's not right. Torah law, it's not right. You can't do this. I believe this is not correct. I believe Hashem is by my side. I might be hanging on by a thread, but it's not right to throw out workers who are the heroes of yesterday and the villains of today over one fakakta thing, over one thing that's not even proven in the right way, to throw people out, to give away their livelihood, to send out workers who were considered essential before but now are considered villainous now. It's not right. I don't like it. It's not correct. It's not ethical. It's not just. I have to be that officer of the law from the Torah law, the Torah perspective. I need to take a stand. I need to do what's right and to enforce that. You know, even in going back into the Tanakh itself, Shaul HaMelech comes back and says, Shmuel HaNavi, I did what Hashem asked for me. I got rid of all of the Amalekim. And Shmuel says just a simple phrase, what are the sound of the sheep that I hear? What are the sounds of the animals that I hear? And Shaul says, I saved them for Hashem. Shmuel, of course, responds, Hashem doesn't want sacrifices from something that wasn't listened to. Shmuel knows that the whole thing has to be done correctly. You're supposed to get rid of all the males, all the females, all the children of the Amalekim, and it's a law that's hard to decipher, hard to understand, hard to fathom, because we're a compassionate, empathetic, and humble nation. Those are the three traits that show that we're from the children of Avram Avinu, as Pirkei Avos teaches us. So that's a very difficult thing to swallow. Shmuel HaNavi, even though he's the greatest prophet, one of the greatest prophets, you know, we talk about in Lecha Dodi, in the Kabbalah Shabbos, Moshe Be'aron Nechon Avu Shmuel Be'Korei Shmo. Shmuel is compared to Moshe and Aaron in his time. Shmuel is that officer of the law. He literally splits Agag, and that's physically, literally kills Agag in front of the people when it wasn't done right. Shmuel stands up and does it himself. Eliyahu HaNavi stands against the Nevi'im of the Baal. He alone is the major face of fighting the Nevi'i HaBaal, the false prophets of the Baal, and I believe Asherah also tree. And there are prophets, there are other prophets, but those prophets are in hiding. Apparently Ovadia, apparently, supposedly, well really, commentators point out that Ovadia saved 100 prophets in a cave, 200, and Achav and Izeva tried to get rid of them. Eliyahu HaNavi stands up himself to try to decide, to try to fight the fake prophets. Even though at great personal risk, he stands up as an officer of the Torah law. He challenges 400 false prophets, and I believe another 400 false prophets from Baal and Asherah. He literally is the only one. There are all these prophets, fake prophets next to him, dancing, singing, and calling out to their fake gods. Eliyahu davens to Hashem, asks for an unprecedented miracle at great personal risk. What if he wouldn't win? What if the fire wouldn't come down and lick up all the water? What if he would have been prone false? But he decided that this was necessary. This was important. I am going to be an officer of the law. I am going to be that officer. Eliyahu stands up himself, was very did a lot of kinos for Hashem, put a lot of zealotry for Hashem. He was an officer of the law. Avram Avinu, one of my greatest figures in Tanakh, Eliyahu is also another great figure of mine, great role model of mine, one of my favorites. Avram Avinu is the Ivri. Why is he called the Ivri? And later on, Yonah is an Ivri. We talked about this a different week also. Avram Avinu is the Ivri. His own father was an idol shop seller, an idol worshiper, and sold idols to people. Avram destroys the whole shop himself. The whole shop himself. Avram, at a tender young age, some commentaries say that he recognized Hashem already at the age of 3. I have a 3-year-old, along with the 5 and 7-year-old and baby Baruch Hashem. My 3-year-old, you know what the age of 3 is? That's crazy. That's intense. crazy in a beautiful way. Avram was the Ivri, the one person against all of society, an officer of the law, an officer of the Torah law, standing against all of those around him. We don't have to be on the level of Eliyahu. We don't have to be on the level of Shmuel. We don't have to be in the level of Avraham. But we have to do what we can on our level. If you see injustice in your work, you see injustice in your town, you see injustice in society, you have to stand up for the law. You have to stand up for the Torah law. Because oftentimes, if you won't do it, who will? B'makom she'ein anashim, hishtadel lihiyos ish. Don't fall prey to the bystander effect. You know, that famous story of someone who was attacked many years ago, and all the people in the apartment thought that someone else would do it, and nobody came to help her, and she was very, very terribly attacked. Don't be that bystander. Be that officer of the law. Stand up for the officer of the law. Stand up for the Torah law. What can you do in your own life? What can you do to be an ambassador of the Torah law, an officer of the Torah law? Oftentimes I'm working in major non-Jewish environments. They have no connection at all to Judaism at all. Obviously they're not Jewish, but they don't have any connection to any aspect of any person in Judaism. And I am, for some reason, placed in that place to be that ambassador, to be that officer of the law, the officer of the Torah law. Hashem puts me there to stand up for the Torah, to talk about the Torah. I've had many discussions with a very intense evangelical Christian, very religious Christian, going back and forth. He actually gave me a ride this past semester, not the summer, to my train on the way home. We would have very intense discussions, and I had to be that ambassador, that officer of the law for some reason. It doesn't have to be an Avraham case. It doesn't have to be an Eliyahu case. It doesn't have to be a Shmuel case. But do what you can to be an officer of the law in your own way. The Pasuk starts out in this week's Parsha. Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha b'chol she'arecha. Every gate, every aspect of every shevet needs to have officers. How is that possible unless we ourselves all become our own officers for our families, for our towns, for our communities, for our work? We need to be those officers of the law. We need to stand up for Judaism and to do what we can to help the world at large, to be an Orla Goyim, to be a Mamlechas Koyanim v'goy Kadosh, to be a really, truly priestful nation, to be a really awesome nation where we're a light unto the nations, to stand up for the rights and to help the world at large. Oftentimes in many disasters, we should never know from such things, who are the first people to respond? Who is the first country to respond? Oftentimes, if not every time, it's Israel. It's the Jewish people coming out to be those officers of the Torah law. Hopefully done in a beautiful mitzvah way, in a chesed way, in a Torah way, to stand up for those who need the help. On Tisha B'Av, my wife and I watched this intense movie, Illumination, and another one from Project Inspire. I forget what it's called, but one of the stories, the major stories, was Surfside, and who came to help out after that terrible tragedy? The Jewish nation, Tzahal, even came. And the Jewish people were helping day and night to help those people and to try to do what they can to give help in any way that they could. We need in our own level to be a shofet, to be a shoter, an officer of the Torah law, standing up for the little guy. Standing up for the guy that might not have the voice in your work, in your community, in your town, your neighbor. What can you do to help? Doesn't have to be anything grandiose. It could be simple, but helpful. It could be wonderful, but idealistic. If people are being thrown out left and right, you can take a stand. You could be that hero. Yesterday's heroes become today's villains. How warped a society. How backwards a society. And we may not know what the future holds. We may not know where the future will lead. But we know that today we could stand up. We know today we could be that officer of the law. We could be the officer of the Torah law. We could be that shofet in our own way. Of course, we're not comparing ourselves to the real shoftim, to the real shotrim back in the olden days, or Sanhedrin on any level. Those are real great leaders who are the leaders of Klal Yisrael. But we could be a leader in our own way, doing what we can to effect change and to affect change and to enact change in our own lives and in the lives of those around us. Be that officer. Be that person. Be the change you want to see in the world. You could stand up to be an officer for the law in many different ways. You could write if you're a good writer. You could speak if you're a good speaker. You could be a podcaster or a radio host, which is what I try to do, my own Dalet Amos. You could affect change through comics. I try to do that on a side project. We're hoping for it to get off the ground. Whatever you could do to be an officer of the Torah law in a Torah way to affect change, to allow change in the world, to try to make change in the world. But the important thing is to try every day in some small way to have that Derech Eretz, to be an ambassador of the Jewish people, an officer of the Torah law, with all the people you interact with, the people you speak with, the security guard, to the crossing guard, to the telemarketer, to the bank teller, everyone you're involved with. Be that officer of the law, of the Torah law, having proper derech eretz, proper manners and proper ways to interact with people to effect the change you want to see in that world. Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha b'chol she'arecha. In all your gates, in all your homes, in all your dwellings, you be that shofet. You be that officer of Torah law, doing the mitzvahs, doing the chesed, doing the Torah learning every day to make the world a better place. If every one of us could be a shofet in our own way, to be that officer of the Torah law to effect change in our own way, the whole world would be better, and maybe we could finally be zocheh for Mashiach to come, and for the third Beis Hamikdash to finally be speedily built in our days, and may that day in fact be today. This has been the TTP, Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.